Hey, do you think if you put your hands like this, and then you go like this, and we do it at the same time, and you go 3, 2, 1 the other way, we're like windshield wipers.
You're gonna knock that mug off the table.
Or the candle, which is probably worse.
Gotta be synchronized. Oh, now we're
They're definitely closer to knocking the candle off than the mug from
Do
my
it again,
angle.
But make the sound like you're in, like an actual card windshield wiper.
So left first. 3, 2, 1
Okay, but now pretend there's actually rain on the windshield.
Hey, brother, and welcome everyone to the world's largest Hagrid quiz.
Wow, you went really like
I was like
Scottish pirate.
I know. I like halfway into it was like, can I make a Hagrid voice? And I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. And then it came out, and I was like, I don't think I landed. And then you brought it up, and I was like, now I had to explain it.
Probably nobody will notice. Ah, crap! I noticed. Let's dive on in.
Hey, brother!
In case you guys are new to the J versus Ben format, this is how it is going to work. Eth Answers is on the other end of the camera. He's supposed to be waving at us. He is waving at us. You can't see him, but we can, along with Quizabelle and Kangaroo Cat,
hello,
who are going to be here for additional commentary. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, you guys nailed
it. They did the thing.
Eth Answers is going to be reading us today's standard 10 quiz questions, plus an additional 5 from our quiz masters over on Patreon.
As usual, Ben and I will have to answer all the questions completely from memory, but if we don't know, then Eth Answers can give us the multiple choice. If you'd like to play along, there's a link in the description down below. Are you ready?
You almost could have gone more pirate that time.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye! Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, so on my little slap screen here, I always try to have like funny little things. And so I was gonna write Hagrid is something, and then it autocorrected to Harris. And then I was gonna write Harris is not Hagrid, and it autocorrected to Harris.
I put Scottish pirate.
Question number 1. What was Hagrid carrying when he burst into the headmaster's office in Chamber of Secrets?
Oh,
I know the answer. I know the answer.
Yeah, let's go.
Y'all did just do this one. I think I watched the episode where you talked about this after I wrote this question.
No way.
Yeah, I was like, ah, dang it.
I would have known this one.
I figured you would have anyway.
It's vital.
We've talked about it recently.
Two plot reasons.
Yeah.
What's taking you so long over there?
Nothing.
You don't know it?
I got it.
Probably.
I got it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1
I said dead rooster.
Oh, I just put a regular rooster.
It is a dead rooster.
Dead rooster.
I feel like he gets it. Yeah, that's fine. He knows.
I promise I know it's dead because the reason he's carrying it is because there keeps being dead roosters.
Keeps being dead roosters.
Yeah, it was actually like, it was flapping uncontrollably and also squawking the entire time.
He's like, yo, put me down, man.
Yeah. That scene would have been so much funnier. Oh, man. Had it been squawking, though, it might have killed the basilisk.
Oh, true.
It could have been it.
I'm sorry. If Dumbledore walked into the... I mean, not Dumbledore. If Hagrid ran into Dumbledore's office, it's like, Harry didn't do it! And it was just like, Question number 2. What tamer creature did Hagrid resort to teaching and care of magical creatures after his first lesson with hippogriffs went poorly?
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be, right?
The one.
Are you gonna illustrate one?
Yeah, I drew one.
You drew one?
Yeah. Easy.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1
Slobberworms! I drew it right there.
You guys pretty much did do the exact same drawing.
Hold on, I can give
him
a
smile. His has a smile, though.
Yay!
The smile is off to the side of his head.
I think, isn't the point of flowerworms that they don't have mouths?
No, well, they have mouths because they eat lettuce.
Yeah, they eat lettuce. Right. Plus, I'm pretty sure Crab gets bit by one.
It was the
same. Nobody does it, though.
He gets bit by one. My friend Frab. My friend Frab.
Frab and Bloyle.
Frab and Bloyle.
Bloyle.
Frab and Bloyle.
You gotta really put it like Bloyle. Question number 3 is our first Quizmaster question of the game. It was submitted by Wundersmith, Dumb Genius, Mischief Managers, and Tara Walker, and voted on by patrons. Who was the gamekeeper at Hogwarts before Hagrid?
I think that's it. But is it?
Oh no. It could be Ron.
It could be that other guy, right?
It could be that other guy.
I literally thought you just said it could be Ron. And I was like, I don't think so.
Wait. Who is there?
Have we ruled out one of the three main characters?
Who is 11 at the start of the series?
Ron Weasley, keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts.
I'd buy it. That would be so funny too.
Yeah.
Like Hermione goes on to be like, you know, headmaster. Harry goes on to teach defense against the dark arts.
Yes, and he
Ron goes on to be the gamekeeper.
Yeah, right. That'd be pretty funny.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Og.
It is Og.
Yes!
With two G's.
Yeah.
It is with two G's. When you like started writing, your answer, you went, "Og." Yeah. You literally said the word
Og.
I was like, "What was?" There's like, who was before Filch?
Man, you want to talk about a piece of trivia I didn't know at all.
It was Og.
Yeah,
didn't have never Og heard
of, never That's
heard
an of Og that. Question yeah. out.
Nailed it. Zinger.
Question number four. How did Hagrid get to the hut on the rock to collect Harry?
I'll get into it. You know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going
to
say, but I think at
I
least
think there's,
what is
you have to be vaguer, right?
Like Darth Vaguer?
Like Darth Vaguer, yes. Darth Vaguer.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Luke, I might be your father. But which is it?
I could be your parent.
It could or couldn't be.
Join me and find out.
All right, ready? Three,
yeah.
Two, one.
Flew.
I said a small boat.
Flew. The correct answer is flew.
Flew.
Oh,
flew.
Okay. Specifically flew. He just says flew.
But not F-L-O-O like flew powder.
Nope, F-L-E-W.
Oh, right,
we have We have a theory that it's like, but because the Dursley took the boat, which Hagrid then takes, thus straining the Dursleys.
Oh, right.
So
yeah,
our
right.
theory is that Hagrid flies in on Thestral, which is still there, but you can't see it because it's Thestral.
And it brings the boat back?
Right. What?
And it brings the boat back?
And
or it brings the Dursleys back.
No, they're just stuck until reasons. I don't know. I don't know how they get off the island.
Do you want to know what screwed me up? Is I have the illustrated books right next to the rocking chair where I read Addie books at night, and she always wants to read the big book.
Which is Harry Potter. Of course she does.
Yeah, Sorcerer's Stone illustrated. So I'll always open it, and the book like has like the little like tassel thing,
yeah.
you know, in the mm-hmm. middle, and it always opens to the picture of Hagrid on the boat with Harry. And so my mom was just like, oh, the boat, of course.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Because there's also, I think, a picture of Vernon with almost like too spectacular of a mustache.
Yeah, like rowing.
Rowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know exactly what you're
talking about. Like they're giving Vernon too much credit.
You know, Ben, I'm going to award you one official adorableness point.
Yeah!
Which counts for nothing and will not factor into your year-end total. However, you can feel good about that question.
I know
you got it wrong.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Yep.
Hooray!
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 Question number five. What was Hagrid's cryptic advice to Harry and Ron before he was taken to Azkaban?
Oh, man.
I wonder what it could be.
I like to put myself in the shoes of somebody who was there but didn't know that there were three small children under an invisibility cloak in the room with them.
Yep. Ben, do a drawing.
I'm working on it.
This is going to be a classic Ben drawing.
Classic.
The audience
classic.
Is seeing it before we are.
I know. No. Sometimes I get jealous of them that they get to see it all. I can also see my own hands waving, which they can't.
All right, are you ready?
Yes. Ready? One, two, three.
Follow the spiders.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Wow.
I mean,
follow Spider-Man is what Jay said.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
did like Marvel commish you for that?
Yeah, you know, I've been working on the side, just doing some light sketches.
What do we think of mine?
Spider-Man's a classically easy
I like how he's like falling into the scene.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah,
painting it's a great. Picture.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Jay, fantastic yours is very thing. Well cool. rendered. Oh, okay.
Now he's got a web.
Oh, it looks... like blood.
He's bleeding.
If anybody was looking to find some stuff, follow the spiders. And Fudge is just like, what?
I know, yeah. What on earth are you talking about, bro?
Wait, spiders? Why couldn't it be follow the...
Spider-Man.
Man, you got thrown out of Hogwarts last time for following the spiders.
Yeah, right. It's not Fudge's best moment, but it's not really his worst moment either because like he has some reason to be like, wait, what?
Question number six, and our second Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Pokemonster and voted on by patrons. In which order were Hagrid and the true Harry meant to arrive at the Burrow following the Battle of the Seven Potters?
Oh!
So, like,
I read you.
You know,
I
a pair was supposed to arrive, so on and so forth.
Okay. I think I...
Obviously, that didn't happen because the plans were quite foiled.
Quite foiled.
Quite foiled.
About as foiled as they got at any point during the series. Yeah. They mucked that one up.
They mucked it right on up there. So what happens when you make plans without Dumbledore, you know?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Which is to say, he told Snape to suggest the Seven Potters, so...
He did.
So he was there.
And also probably told Snape to tell Dumbledore. Not Dumbledore, Voldemort.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm going to go with it. Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Third.
I said second.
It is third.
Boom! Oh, we are crushing it today.
Sorry,
oh,
Ben.
This is not
really
good.
Good.
This is not good.
Getting off to a half-giant lead here.
Who? Yeah, that's a good one.
Question number 7. How many seats did Hagrid crush at Bill and Fleur's wedding when he misunderstood Fred's direction to sit on the magically enlarged chair?
Oh, man, I am so screwed on this quiz.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
He's a wide fella.
He's a wide fella.
He's a wide fella.
But how many regular chairs wide is he, you know?
The question is, how many regular chairs heavy is he?
Well, yeah.
Because he could have tried to sit on one chair and then just like...
And try, yeah,
right.
Which is what I always imagined. He sat down on a regular chair and then just caused...
Like one chair.
Casualty the chair.
He's really having a big beached whale moment.
Oh.
What's funnier, Hagrid falling over or a beached whale?
Probably Hagrid falling over.
I'm just now imagining a beached whale, like somebody coming up to it and being like, sorry about that. One weak flipper.
Just Hagrid would be the one trying to help the beached whale. Though.
Hagrid could definitely save a beached whale. Better
he
than
can
I
do
could.
It, right?
Yeah. You just pick it up like it's no big deal. You
just pick it up.
Huck it back in the ocean.
Huck it.
The good news is that Hagrid is there for this situation.
Exactly.
That's really where we're at.
Like, he throws it in the ocean, but then it is still heavy, so he's off balance and trips and lands on some chairs.
I mean, if I came across a beached whale in the middle of the wild, there are a few people I'd want there more than, you know, the magical gamekeeper.
Yeah, right.
Like Steve Irwin, Hagrid, a forklift.
A forklift, right.
Yeah, the magical gamekeeper.
I'd be so nervous with a forklift, like...
Jay! What? How do we keep getting back on beached whales?
It's Isabel!
Because it's still funny to this day.
It's like one of my least favorite thoughts.
Yeah, but it's one of the best moments we ever had recording a Jay versus Ben.
And also, I didn't even coin a beached whale. It was Jonathan.
Only because of how often Isabel brings up how funny she'd think it would be if I fall down the stairs. And I was trying to gauge when she would stop thinking something was funny.
To be fair, that time it was me falling over. All right, answer the question, theory boys.
I'm trying to think of what logically makes sense.
Yeah.
Like.
Logic.
What's logic about this magical chair? Non-magical chair at a magical wedding.
I'm trying
being
to think
squooshed
of, like,
by a magical being.
There had to be a selection of words used to describe the amount. And, like, it would seem odd to me if it was like, and Hagrid sat down and squashed 11 chairs.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like that would be the phrasing.
Yeah.
So it feels like a different kind of phrasing could be used.
Yeah.
You know?
We are looking for a
number.
A number.
A number, yeah.
A whole number.
A whole number, yeah.
A regular maths number.
No! What is happening?
All right.
He's just stressed.
3, 2, 1.
3?
I said 4.
It's... Oh, go ahead. You're the one reading.
The answer is 5.
5! Oh, that was my next guess.
Man, I went from 4 to 6 back to 4 again.
Wow.
So if I could have just averaged it, I would have had it.
You were dancing all around it, man.
I was. Okay. Well... You know, here I was thinking I knew Hagrid.
Yeah.
It was like towards the bottom of the second column of the first page of the chapter about the wedding.
Wouldn't that be a weird way to talk about Harry Potter now? Like, if we turn to Chamber of Secrets, Aragorn, verse 19.
Aragorn.
Why not go for that one? Because the one we just read for Through the Gryffindor.
Oh, okay.
Our brand new Harry Potter podcast. It's not really new, but like we're going on tour later this year in June. Mm-hmm. You can still buy tickets if you
want. All right. Got it. Sorry.
I've been interrupted.
I was not listening at all. My bad. Having misunderstood Fred's directions, he had sat himself not upon the magically enlarged and reinforced seat set aside for him in the back row, but on five seats that now resembled a large pile of golden matchsticks.
Yeah. The golden matchsticks. Golden I was trying to think of the descriptors as well. Yeah. I was thinking splinters, and I was like, splinters seem too small.
Too small, too sharp and jagged.
Yeah. But what's slightly larger than a splinter, if not a matchstick?
Yeah, there you go.
Something like
anyway,
that.
Come to Through the Gryffindor. It's going to be awesome. There's still tickets available for some of the shows, but not all of them.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
Question number 8. Which modification to Sirius's bike did Hagrid claim was his idea to shoot out of the exhaust during the flight of the Seven Potters? Bonus point if you know the color of the button.
So,
I got it.
TBF, right? There are at least 3 modifications made, right?
Mm-hmm.
At least.
But one of them in particular
shoots something out of the exhaust pipes.
And it's Hagrid's idea.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the idea. I think all of the modifications actually come out of the exhaust pipe.
Do they?
That's why I had to figure out how to put it in the question and not in the answers.
There's one in particular that I can't picture in my head at all. Like, I'm like, I don't understand.
Like, how do?
Same.
How do?
I think I know which one you're thinking of, and same.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Dragonfire, purple button.
Dragonfire, purple button.
It is Dragonfire, purple button.
Was it the brick wall that you can't picture?
Yes. What's up with the brick
wall? I have no problem imagining that.
Really?
You see the exhaust pipe, like, comically, like, enlarge. Like it's got a, you know, like a snake with a rat inside of it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
yes,
it looks like that. And then the exhaust pipe just kind of goes like, poof! And a whole wall comes out and whacks somebody in the face. This was one of my favorite images from the books when I was a kid. Like, in my head, I can so clearly picture that just like, wham!
Man.
Just somebody flying behind them.
That the wall just like is now permanently up there and it's Muggles just sort of are just floating. Sort of like, they're like, there's a wall there.
There's like there's a great line in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where the aliens have come to destroy Earth or whatever, and it's describing their spaceships, and it says they hung in the air exactly the way bricks don't. I understand exactly.
Yes, I like that.
I can see it.
Question number 9 is our third Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Dumb Genius, Law Ninja, Penelope, Maddie DeVove, and voted on by patrons. What 2 gifts did Hagrid and Madame Maxime present to the giants when trying to recruit them?
Oh,
man.
It is not humming.
They didn't come up with like, a song from Albus Dumbledore.
Do you think Dumbledore can write some sick beats?
DJ Dumble Drops.
DJ Dumble Drops!
I like it. I could see him up there with like sunglasses on at the rave.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to change clothes at all.
Right. They're always like, Dumbledore booked all this crazy stuff for the event, and it's like, I didn't book anybody. I'm doing it myself.
I'm
crazy.
Doing it, yeah.
This is my moment.
Right.
I've been waiting years for the Yule Ball.
Okay, so I have 2 answers.
Yeah.
I think that they are correct in a way, but also maybe not exactly as correct as they need to be.
Yeah, sure. I think I might be in the right zip code of your answers.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
All right. So 3, 2, 1.
I have Everburning Fire and a battle helmet.
Yeah, I have basically the same thing. A helmet and Eternal Fire, so.
I'd give it to him.
I would see, you're both like the same level of correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's clarifiers on there.
It's
but like
yeah. There's like a word for the fire, like Galabrian or something.
You're close. It's
Gabraithian.
And a goblin made battle helmet specifically.
Goblin made battle helmet. There we go.
Right. You know that goblin made armor thing that comes up like once every book for no reason until right at the end?
Right.
When Grip Hook's like, actually, we're mad about this.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're telling me that in order to recruit an army of giants, they brought 1 helmet?
It's just for the.
For the Gorg or whatever it's called.
What is it?
The Gug.
The Gug?
The Gurg?
The Gurg. The Gurg.
Is that not what I said?
You said the Gug.
The Gug.
I said the Gug.
I thought I said the Gurg.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember.
I don't either. I'm genuinely, this is not me
Let's
being
see
like,
that
that's what I
in
said.
Instant replay.
It's like, I genuinely don't know what I said.
I'm pretty sure it's the Gurg.
Yeah.
The Gurg is correct.
Yeah. I think the Gurg, yeah. Is it like a play on like demigog? Demagog? Isn't that a term?
That is a term. I don't remember what it means.
Demogorgon?
Demogorgon?
No.
That came after.
Demagogue is a term. I don't know what it means. I think it's probably just a sound that giants make.
I think I think a demagogue is a leader who leads not on policy, but on the basis of, like, appealing to a certain perspective.
I am genuinely impressed if that is what it actually is.
Yeah, someone look up demagogue.
Yeah, got it on it. Damn. How do you think that's spelled? D-E-M-A?
That was very well said.
Like, that sounds like an ancient political position.
I'm so impressed.
A political leader who seeks support by appealing to the desires and prejudices of ordinary people rather than by using rational argument.
Dang.
Yes.
That was like that moment, except you're not as dumb as Andy Dwyer is, but that was like that moment where...
What's the word for when a few clerics are in charge? Religious oligarchy.
Holy That's good. Well, I'm impressed.
You learn something new every day. Words with Ben.
Words with Ben.
Words with Ben.
Words with Ben. New podcast.
New podcast.
Now it'd be good.
Every day, Ben tells you about a word.
He does the wordle and he explains
Hold on,
the
Ben. That's a great idea. We could film so many of those at one time.
That's true.
We so could
just,
many.
You could just go. Who's interested? Let us know in the towel section down below. Well, as long as I'm right about things, it feels like a good time to go leave and tell people other things I'm right about.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, have fun.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Scenic Crew, where as you can see, I'm in the woods. And as ever, we have to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, ExpressVPN. Let me ask you a question. What if there was somebody out there who kept a log of everything you did, every second of the day? It would be kind of creepy, right? Well, let me tell you what. That's pretty much what's happening every single time you go online. And let me tell you what, that doesn't rock.
Your internet service provider like AT&T or Verizon is allowed to store logs of every single website you've ever been to, and they can sell them. That's legal. But not if you're using ExpressVPN.
Aw, man. There were these rocks when I made that joke earlier. Those are so much better.
So, I don't know if y'all had a stuffed animal or blanket when you were a kid that helped you feel safe at night. I did. It was a rainbow-colored blanket called Rainbow. And for me, whenever I'm on the internet and I'm using ExpressVPN, it's just like Rainbow is there with me. It gives me that warm, fuzzy feeling of safety and comfort. And you know, that's kind of what it's all about. Safety from the monsters in your closet, or in my case, Beavis and Butthead. And more importantly, safety from like those pesky internet loggers. That's a big one. Stop letting people keep logs on what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/jversb right now and find out how you can get 3 months free. That's expressvpn, expressvpn.com/jversb. expressvpn.com/jversb to learn more.
All right, now that Ben's gone, I can show you my secret project to outdo the scenic route, where I make the scenic table super scenic by adding lots of plants. More plants than Ben has during his ad, I'm positive. That being said, today's ad has nothing to do with the plants at all. I just need to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, MeUndies. And in celebration, I also decided to show you my undershirt because it feels connected. Are your undies feeling more like meh undies lately? Well, say goodbye to boring briefs and hello to the softest, comfiest undies in the galaxy. We're talking about MeUndies, where your backside's happiness is their top priority. And when I say top, I mean bottom, because it's your butt, but it's not like a bottom priority. It's the top of their list, but it's for your butt. You understand. I know if you can read it, but they've all got names. This is Nagini, because it's the snake plant. This is Sheila. I don't know why. This one is Maisie. Also don't know why. And this one's Riles Jr. is named after a guy who doesn't work here anymore, so whatever, we still have the plant. But hey, Ryle Sr., if you're watching, congrats on your engagement. I hope you're doing well. Anyway, I discovered MeUndies long before they sponsored the channel, and I'm a 100% authentic daily driver. I mean, it is really one of those products where once you know, and once you know, you hand carve a canoe and locate a giant waterfall and give whatever you were using a proper Viking funeral. You know what I mean? Or you don't have to go to all that trouble. You can just throw your old underwear away. That's actually what I do. I don't do the whole canoe thing. But the best part about MeUndies is they have a style for everyone, from all black classics to fun, expressive prints. I mean, MeUndies has a look for literally everyone. Plus, they come in sizes XS to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And remember, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/brother. That's MeUndies.com/brother for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Speaking of things we've all said before, question number 10. Around what time of day did Hagrid plan to bury Aragog?
Oh, man.
We're not
this
looking
is
for
literally
like
my favorite scene from the
yeah.
movie.
I mean,
this
is
definitely
true.
The best. This is definitely the scene the movies did better than the books. You know?
Yeah. What's the best time of day to bury a spider? Don't know.
I feel like it's vaguely correct.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Right.
3, 2, 1.
Sunset.
Sunset!
Yeah, good enough.
I give it to them. It's dusk,
it's
but
dusk.
Yeah.
Dusk.
Yeah.
That's
dusk.
Just British for sunset.
Yeah. Round dusk. I'll be putting the old acronym.
Would we say that dusk is the right time of day to bury a spider?
This feels right. Hagrid would know best, you know.
Yeah.
So
it would feel weird to be burying a spider when it's like bright and sunny and
yeah, you don't
out.
Want it, you don't yeah. want the body to be too like detailed. You don't want people to be like, wow, that is a gross spider. You want some light to help throw some shadows. People are just like, yeah, okay,
but also
big
like
shape.
Anything you do with a grave after dark is like inherently creepy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like giant spider inherently creepy.
Yeah, but how long you got the giant spider laying around and it's like deadified state? You know, you're not waking up at like 7 a.m. and being like, huh, gotta go bury that spider.
Here's the problem with burying a spider after dark.
Jay! I feel like there's a scene where someone magically lifts the earth and sets it in like a flump.
And like flumps it down on.
It makes like a nice noise.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the slughorn does it for...
Yeah, because
okay.
I think Harry's very much like, I want to do
yeah.
this old school. I want to do this without magic.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. That's true for Dobbs.
Acoustic burial.
Acoustic burial.
Acoustic burial dips on band name.
Guys, that's pretty good. That's pretty
that is
good.
That is a good band name, actually.
Question number 11.
Alam.
In the Sorcerer's Stone movie, how many times does Hagrid say a variation of, I shouldn't have said that?
Oh. In the movie.
In the movie.
Interesting.
And this is like, if, like...
Like, not, like, because sometimes he repeats it a couple
yeah,
of times.
Yeah, so if he repeated it 42 times, that would be 42 times, not one time.
How many times does the line leave his mouth total?
Okay,
oh.
not how many instances.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, okay.
I mean, it was going to be hard before.
It's not 42.
This is a fun question.
I know, I said like a dramatic number to be like, it's not that one.
Yeah.
It's not
42
like,
would be crazy.
Yeah.
That was, like,
was not in the movie that much.
5 minutes of screen time.
It's like, people are like, okay, it was 20 the first, like... 11
yeah.
times.
Really beating a dead spider over here.
Let's just go ahead and insert the Voldemort laughing clip just for...
1, 2, 3, 5? I said 7.
It is 7!
No! Really?
Let him to Dumbledore to guard the...
Yes?
Shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have told you that. I should not have told you that. I shouldn't have told you that.
You sure about that?
Question number 12, and our fourth Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by JC and voted on by patrons. What was the pattern on the tie Hagrid was wearing when he first tried to impress Madame Maxime?
I think that...
I dropped my pencil.
Arnar.
Don't ruin the fire.
Oh my gosh, your face is so close to the fire.
I mean, it's
trying,
like...
Trying to kickstart those neurons.
Look, if you want to not burn your face on a fire, you can grab these through the Gryffindor candles available at wizardingcandles.com. New subscription, and every single month we have a different magically inspired scent that will come to your door. This one is Through the Gryffindor, which is also the name of our podcast.
Oh man, guys, we should have done these the other way around so we could have done the Hagrid candle.
We totally missed the mark.
Here's the thing, here's
what
you
thing?
Can do.
Tell
if you subscribe
thing.
Now, you'll still get that Hagrid candle.
That's
you
true.
Will.
Yeah. You will.
So,
for legal reasons, it's called the Gamekeeper.
That's true. When I say the Hagrid candle, I don't mean that at all. I mean the Gamekeeper.
We don't actually have a Hagrid.
We don't have a Hagrid candle.
Only Gamekeeper.
Just
candles.
The Gamekeeper.
It smells
candle.
Exactly like you'd think a Gamekeeper would smell.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like,
right? but like
positively.
Right yeah.
Right. Like imagine Ron Weasley. Okay. Are we ready for an answer?
Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it either.
I don't feel good about it
yeah.
either.
We need positive vibes.
Okay.
Switch it back.
Well,
I feel really good about
you know
it.
What? I got
fact.
A solid guess.
Yes, yeah. indeed.
This
I know.
Gonna
I feel
suck
good.
So much more when they're wrong.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, here
Three,
we go.
3, 2, 1.
I said yellow with brown spots.
I said orange with yellow polka dots.
Oh my god. It's orange and yellow checkers.
Oh, checkerboard. So close.
That was very close. Wrong.
I was just picturing that scene where he's out skipping. And
I know, but that's a Prisoner of Azkaban.
I know it is, and I thought.
Oh,
maybe...
God, that's a great scene.
Yeah, doesn't he skip the rock like 11 million miles?
it's really far.
I think most of Ethan's favorite scenes in this series are with Hagrid.
Hagrid. Is Hagrid your favorite character?
Here's the thing.
Movies, yes.
Hagrid is, he looks exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? Yeah, Robbie Coltrane nailed it.
Rest
in peace.
Rest in peace.
He's also one of my favorite characters in Ocean's 11. Oh, Ocean's 12. Robbie Coltrane.
Still haven't seen that one.
Man, gotta watch Ocean's 12 again.
You do.
It's been a minute.
He's the guy that only talks in riddles.
Ah. Uh-huh. Okay. Does he have one about a brick?
I don't know.
That was a...
He got...
Oh my god!
Jeez, what did
now
you
Ben's
do
to
make such
iPads.
A noise?
How did that happen?
I'm not sure.
What... I don't even know what you could have done.
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
Punching it.
Yeah. I just want to like. I just make him punch it.
Question number 13. What is Hagrid's mother's name?
Oh,
you guys had Og locked and loaded. We don't have Hagrid's mother's name. I know this one.
No, it's there. It's like.
I know. This would be dumb to not get. Would you go multiple choice on this?
No, I think I've got it.
Right.
It is like slowly coming
out. For whatever reason, the problem that's happening is that you were talking about the scent of the gamekeeper candle, and my mind went to bergamot. Bergamot?
Bergamot? Yeah, that's a scent.
It's not that.
It's not, yeah.
Did you get it?
Did you get it?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. I know I'm nearby.
Let's go, Ben fam.
I don't know if it's right, but I think it's better than what I had. I had the wrong letter. But that was an instance where if I was in middle school and I could have just said like mitosis out loud so that I could have gotten it out of my brain skull so that I could have thought of like the correct term instead,
yeah,
I would have been fine. But you know, then you can't just like say a word out loud.
In the absence
Liar
of
would come and talk to you and then you'd be in trouble and
this whole time I thought Jay was ready to go.
I know. Well, I was like, I had
I
like...
think Jay thought Jay was ready to go.
This is like, this, I know this is close. And I know it's like this, it's missing something in here.
You know he's close when he starts starting his sentences four times.
Oh, yes.
Oh, why can't I think of it? This is driving me crazy.
Where do you guys land on spaghetti?
Or now I'm like, am
As,
I
like,
messing
it up
with...
As like terms of liking
with,
it?
Yeah.
I think you know my feelings on spaghetti.
I think it totally depends on who's making the spaghetti.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think spaghetti can be really good, but I feel like more often than not, it's just like kind of like, meh.
Yeah. Would you call it mid?
I'd call it mid.
My wife makes very good spaghetti.
Does she make homemade?
She buys the Rao's sauce and then alters it. In a positive manner.
That's like how I hear that's the way to only... like
yeah.
Everybody who makes a good sauce is always like, yeah, I start with this one also, like can, and then I add like a million things to it.
Commenters, I understand the Rao's sauce is more expensive. I don't want to hear it at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I spend the money I make editing these quizzes on spaghetti sauce. Deal with
spaghetti
it.
Spaghetti sauce! Spaghetti!
Although, spaghetti is one of my least favorite kinds of pasta.
I don't like
long pasta.
Long pasta.
Long
pasta.
I like short
Sometimes
pasta.
I worry I'm going to swallow like macaroni like a piece of the spaghetti and then not the other piece. And it's going to be like halfway
be like,
down
oh.
And then also up.
That's, new fear unlocked.
That sounds like something that would be funny to animate.
Jay, you
is
got an
Ben
answer?
Incorrectly
I,
swallowing
I know
a spaghetti
I'm
noodle?
I'm dancing around it in my brain, and I can like read it. I can feel the rhythm of it, but I don't know.
Ben, while we wait for Jay, you should draw Hagrid as best you can. Go.
Draw Hagrid as best I can?
Yeah.
Jay, you have until Ben finishes drawing Hagrid.
No! No, I just have to... It's fine. I'll just go with this. I know I'm close, but...
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
Wilbertha, but...
I said Fridwulfa.
It is Fridwulfa.
Look, I had... You can't tell. People will know. I had Wulfa, And I had, it was Frid Wolfa. I had Wolfa down there, and I was like, it's something Wolfa. I had Sig Wolfa, and I was like, it's not Sig Wolfa.
Ben, are those glasses
is
on
it
him?
Will Wolfa?
Well, I didn't see Hagrid. Can you turn Hagrid back around for me?
Frid Wolfa?
Oh my god, he's adorable.
I think his eyes are just big with tiny pupils.
Like, wow. His eyes are bulging out like a goldfish.
He looks like me.
Should we make a gamekeeper plush? Just based
honestly,
on that?
Honestly, yeah.
Yes. Do one of those things where you send it to somebody who like makes your child's drawing.
Yeah. Yes. And then we're like, oh.
To me, that drawing looks like you tried to draw me from memory.
Kinda, yeah. It looks like he's wearing like a baseball jersey too. The way that the like the lines kind of swoop.
And a man bun.
He reminds me of what's Spackle Bob?
Doodle Bob.
Do I always forget?
Bob.
Spackle Bob.
I don't know that you've ever brought it up before.
So. No, he has brought it up before.
Is he? Okay.
But he can never get the name right.
I can never get
it. All right, that's a 10-10 tie. It's time for question number 14. Question 14. Okay. Where did Hagrid and Olymp run into a bunch of mad trolls on their way to find the giants?
Where? Did they run into?
Where did they run into? A bunch of mad trolls. A bunch of mad trolls, I'm assuming, is how it's said. That's how it's written in the question.
This is what came to mind immediately, and it's I think it's about as good as I can do. It's a location?
Yeah, it's, like a geography?
Like a geography.
Point to it on a map. But with words. I can get you a map if you need one.
A words map.
Paint me a word map.
I have a guess. I remember him telling the story and a location coming up, and I'm like, that's all I can remember, so it's what I put.
I can't even think of places.
Where is anything?
In my mind, it's like, am I thinking of like the Shire or like south of London or like
South of London would be nuts.
Go ahead and put the Shire.
Yeah, there's London, there's France, there's Underpants.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben, I'll give you a free hint. It ain't either of those.
I know, but that's the problem. Then there's like all the like wild moor.
This is the farthest I've ever been from
Glen. Glen.
Fen.
It's
Fen.
A real place that it you can point to place. On a map of the world that you and I inhabit together.
It's like, it's Hogwarts. Okay. Safest place on Earth. All right, ready?
So it can't be England, because that's not real.
One. I said south of France.
The answer is the Polish border.
The Polish border! Of course it is. I remember that vividly.
Yes, one of my favorite moments.
One of my favorite part is when Hagrid and Olymp cross the Polish border.
Oh, man.
It didn't seem to me like the south of France is the place that mad trolls would hang out, but I do believe it comes up.
Question number 15 is the fifth and final Quizmaster question of the game, and also the 15th and final question of the game.
Oh, goodness.
This question was submitted by Gooey Chewy and voted on by patrons.
There it is.
The first book describes Hagrid's eyes as glinting like what? This is a real crowd pleaser.
I think it's right.
You got it?
Isabel asked this question in case anybody's wondering, because I have a dog named Chewy, and if I have two dogs, one of them is my favorite dog.
And it is not Chewy.
And it's not this one.
Poor Chewy.
Bro, you're going to get a C&D from PETA.
I love Chewy. He's just...
He can be a lot.
That's it. There's no further explanation needed.
That's it.
Okay, I think that this is right.
Okay, me too.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
I said black beetles.
It is black beetles.
Boom! Oh, we draw again.
Man, that was as hard fought. I don't think in the history of all J versus Ben ever have I come back from being down to any position other than losing.
Frid Wolfa. So mad.
I think it's happened. I'm pretty sure it's happened before.
I'm so good.
Let us know in the comments. Somebody go find that answer out, because I don't have time. I'm too busy making spaghetti.
Now your wife was the one making spaghetti.
Yeah, for
I
real.
Help. I'm an adult who cooks with my wife.
I know.
It's just her recipe.
Oh, just kidding. Man.
Hot day, yo.
Sous chef Eth answers.
Dude, that was tough.
That was a tough one. That was good. Good questions from the quizmasters.
For whatever reason, I wasn't even nervous about this one.
I know. I was like, Hagrid, I got it on lock, bro.
What could possibly be asked about Hagrid that I wouldn't know? Man, okay. Well,
what's Hagrid's birthday? Go.
When's his birthday?
Yeah, go.
Is it known information?
I don't know. I Googled it and something showed up.
Oh, man. What kind of...
Yeah, his recording isn't long enough already.
What star sign? He feels like a Taurus to me.
That's me. Like,
what is a Taurus to you?
A bull.
A Taurus?
No, I know what...
a car.
My best friend is a Taurus. So
I'm a Taurus.
I was basing it off that. And Kat's a Taurus. And she's my best friend.
We're currently in Taurus season because my birthday is in 6 days.
Okay, so I'm going to go with May 14th.
Oh, we have to give a guess. Okay, let's see. So you think he's a Taurus.
I think he's a Taurus.
You think he's a bull.
Yeah, but like not quite like on the cusp. Right. What comes after Taurus? Whatever
okay,
that is.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like we ever hear about Harry celebrating this birthday.
True.
With him, which leads me to think summer months.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, otherwise he'd be there.
Right. So you think August?
I'm thinking it could be, you know, somewhere July, August. So close to Harry? Oh, man.
He seems like he would have brought it up.
I'm going to go with the good old August 7th.
According to Google, I don't know how correct this is, it is the 6th of December, 1928.
What?
Wow. Nice. The 6th of December?
I don't know. Ben, I literally Googled what the astrological sign for that day was because I didn't know, but I love how you just were like, what?
Unlikely.
That would fall in that like Australopithecus sign or whatever it is, right? If they added the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of those.
No, I was just trying to think of
whatever they call it. It's not Australopithecus. That's a dinosaur.
Dinosaur, yeah.
Or perhaps like a pre-human hominid.
A pre-human hominid.
A Leoplerodon.
Oh, man.
Anyways, no extra point for you guys. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Join us on next week's Charlie the Unicorn, Jay versus Ben.
Come with us to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
Boy.
Shine the number. Shine. Candy Mountain.
Decades, y'all.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right. And now we need to give a huge thank you to these Quizmasters who support us over on Patreon.
Huge shout out to Wondersmith, Dumb Genius, Mischief Managers, Tara Walker, Pokemonster, Law Ninja, Penelope, Manny DeVerve, JC, Gooey Chewy, and voted on by patrons.
As ever, if you would like to try to stump us in a future episode of Jay vs. Ben, you can do so by heading on over to patreon.com/supercarlinbrothers and selecting that Quizmasters tier.
Shout out again to all of our Quizmasters over on Patreon.
Guys, as always, be sure to let us know how you did in the towel section down below.
And if you want to find out how Hagrid is actually a secret millionaire, you can check out this video right here. But otherwise, until next time,
bye!